Once again, like America, where my guest today is Jennifer Dixon, author of the book The Holy Land Unveiled, holylandunveiled.com. And before the break, Jennifer, we were talking with Tony, and as I always say, the RBN listeners really know what's going on, and I love when they call in and share their awareness with, you know, the other listeners, is that you have to check things out for yourself, and we have to take responsibility. I have talked to a number of Palestinians who actually listen to the show or are clients of mine. Some of them live in this country. They, you know, try to escape from the horror as you're describing it. But I'm so ashamed on behalf of this country and how the people are not standing up. And especially horrifying is the number of people that call themselves Christians who listen to people like this Hegel guy, who's the most Zionist Christian guy. I mean, he just wants to kill them all, kill everything that moves in Iran. You know, of course, the target always changes. But Pat Robertson's not much better. And I think that's one of the main mind control techniques they use on the people. But you have to realize half of America's on psychotropic drugs, which means they've had a chemical lobotomy. They're being fluoridated, you know, aspartamed, vaccine damaged. So people, it's amazing, it's amazing the number of people that actually can think. That's how I look at it.
That's probably, yeah, probably is a good way to look at it. Yeah, I have too. I've been through this emotional thing where it's, oh, why don't people listen? Why don't they snap out of it? Come on, you know, but this population, besides being drugged, chemically lobotomized, the biggest drug is the television set.
Mm-hmm.
And they're under assault in so many ways. I mean, just the number of cults. That's another one of these games. The destruction of this country and its culture, its real culture, its real history. I mean, Americans are people at sea, emotionally. They don't know, I mean, they don't, you know, they have no roots. The roots have been ripped up. And they've been presented with this phony culture and everything from the drugs to the gross coarseness of Hollywood and the endless cultivation of weird emotions through the media, of fear and violence. I mean, you go to any movie, that's all you get. Fear, violence, and raw sex. That's mm-hmm. it. And that's, you know, that's also distorted the values of people. I mean, that they can't see basic reality even in their own lives.
Well, it's all done on purpose, right?
Oh, it's all been done on purpose. In two different ways, I think the Palestinians and the Americans and increasingly Europeans are really target populations. I mean, for instance, in the West, it's this bizarre media culture out there. Yeah. They're just experimenting with the police state. They're experimenting with people. How much can somebody take? How much does it take to crush a society? For instance, the water. Let's just talk about water. In this country, it's increasingly expensive just to get water services. It's water. It comes out of the sky. It's God's gift to the world. And we pay an ungodly amount of money for it. Out there in Gaza, they don't have water anymore. Because the Israelis took it years ago because they had to have swimming pools, had to wash their cars,
wow.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They have beautiful gardens, and then you go to the Gazans. It's a dirt heap. These nasty little stone, squalid. And I'll come back.
Yeah. So it sounds like they're pretty much eating out of dirty creeks and such. Okay, we'll get more into that after the break. Stay tuned, folks. America, my guest today is Jennifer Dixon. We're getting other callers lining up. Werner from Canada, are you there, Werner?
Good afternoon, Dr. Carly, and good afternoon, Ms. Dixon.
Hi.
I appreciate it very much that especially now on RBN there are hosts and guests on that really take a sober second look at what the people, especially in North America, have been told about the history. But it boils down to the problem, who controls the media? All branches of the media.
Exactly.
Who controls the government? 30% of in the upper echelon of the government. They are this small minority.
That's true. And they control State Department completely, the media, the banking, of course.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Who controls the curriculum in the schools that's being taught to the students?
Mm-hmm. And it's, of course, Americans aren't taught any history, really. They just decided to get rid of it. I mean, I learned some history. Most of it wasn't right. At least I got names and places, got that much down. But, it's sad. That's the part of America that is, the little experiment country, I think.
But
it's self-evident in your book, and that's why it's so important to read this, where this Palestinian schoolmaster actually comes out and says, oh, Israel tells us what history we're allowed to teach. Hello, people. Nothing has changed. Okay, it's just becoming more obvious now. So, yes, these things are very important. People have to wake up as to the psychopathic bloodline with no conscience. And that is why everything is as it is, why my profession have become killers and on and on and on. It's because they control all of it. In fact, I just wanted to also mention the U.S.-Israel Enhanced Security Cooperation Act of 2012 to assist in the defense of Israel and other purposes. AIPAC assisted in the drafting of this bill. And this is where our Congress basically said, oh, we're controlled by Israel now, let's make it official. And that's treason on its face.
In itself, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the government of this country is treasonous. It does not work in the interest of the American people. It works in the interest of the Israelis.
There's a great responsibility for the militaries to finally take a stand to protect people from enemies from within and from without.
Yes, and at the beginning of the Iraq war, they got into the military with a defense policy. I can't think of the full name of the organization, but anyway, it was this inside group headed up by Mr. Pearl, Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl himself, all Jews, and they're running the military. And the guys who objected to this started getting chucked out. Even Petraeus. Now, Petraeus, as far as I'm concerned, betrayed us because he was over there fighting that Iraq war. But when he came up and said a word about Israel, bingo, he's out of a job. And it's obvious. It's getting more and more obvious. I don't know what people don't see, except I think now they just hide. And, it is, of course, the distortion that has, it's so big you can't even begin to get into it.
Well, let me just say, because Werner is from Canada and he might not be aware of this, I think that they are increasingly concerned about the American military. Dianne Feinstein, a Jew from California, made a statement within the past week. I can't quote her directly, but something to the effect that all veterans have to be considered potential terrorists and have their guns removed. So obviously they're afraid of those soldiers coming back here and saying, all right, this is what really happened. We all know that's what Pat Tillman was going to do about the drugs being shipped out of Afghanistan in soldiers' body bags and things of that nature, and that's why they killed him.
Right, so, and the thing is, I mean, her remark was that they had post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, where do you think they got it, Ms. Feinstein?
Right.
Ms. Feinstein. But the thing is, they're afraid. They really, really want to disarm the American public. That's the last line that's being held at this point. And they want to go after the vets. They have treated the vets in this country abysmally. I mean, just the treatment they get when they get back here, and always has been terrible, lousy medicine. et cetera, et cetera. That's another subject. But, yeah, they are afraid of that. But, you know, I kind of go back to talking about Palestine because what I have seen there is that it's kind of a prototype for the police state.
Oh, yeah.
So many things that have happened there started to happen here. The drones, for instance, they've been flying those over Gaza. The bombs that are being these horrific anti-personnel bombs. And weaponry is against people at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's the development in military technology, is to be used against civilian populations.
Right.
What else? The strip machine, the thing you have to go through at the airport, that mm-hmm. was pioneered in Gaza at the checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I mean, this whole police state that they have is very brutal there. And, of course, it's a very small area, so you can do that. How they will try to work it out in America, we don't know yet. But they're
trying. Like you said earlier, they're experimenting on the people also to see how much will it take for them to snap. Mm-hmm. How hard can we push people before they'll eventually, you know, become a suicide bomber or whatever. I mean, once they take everything you have, what else is left? You know,
exactly.
There are things worse than death. And,
there are.
What Living else is there to do against these monsters? Because your children's world is going to be worse if we do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Because, again, I mean, the experiment is on a lot of different levels. I brought up the subject of water. Well, the water there is so scanty on the West Bank. I mean, the Israeli settlers, so-called, use five times the water that the Palestinians do. And what they get, they actually turn off the spigots in the middle of the summer when it's very hot and dry there on the West Bank. It's a desert. That happened to me there. I was like, what? No cold, no hot water? Okay, I can live with that. No water? It's going to be a little tricky. It just dries up in the summer, and they'll turn it off arbitrarily. And in the Gaza, it's so toxic that 50% of the children have anemia.
May
go
I
ahead,
say something?
Warner. Yeah, go ahead, Warner.
The terminology that's being used, I think that it's normally called a dialectic, where they call squatters, they call them settlers.
Right. Well, they're invaders. They're actually more than settlers. Do you know how strange they are? Yeah, of course, the language is completely distorted. A full-scale military, you know, assault on the West Bank, launched by the Israelis. They go over there, these little people in those little dirty huts they live in with dirty water and nothing. They go after them with these great big huge tanks, state-of-the-art military, and they call that an incursion. An incursion. Of course, the language is a settler or a... Really, these people are crazy. They move into Palestinian homes. They actually move into the home. This was
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Wait, because I've always wondered about this. So the Palestinians paid somebody for their property. I don't know how.
For years, in the family for hundreds of years.
Okay, but the point is the Israelis come in with nothing except for a tank to mow them down. And that's their deed? That's how the transaction occurs?
Yeah, they've many, many times in the city of Jenin, which is in the northern part of the West Bank, they mowed through that place, these tanks, bulldozers. They went through this little city and just wiped out a good percentage of it. And you have to understand that at that part of the world, it's not like America with suburban housing and big spread of land between houses, even in suburbia. There, it's stone houses, and they're all back to back. I mean, a block will be unbroken. So you could just go through that and kill all the people in the houses. And that's what they did. And then what did the Red Cross do? Nothing. What does any international agency do? Nothing. Why? I mean, these are horrific crimes. Why don't they say something?
Exactly.
Why are they that scared?
Okay, finish up, Werner. We're going to break. We have a few other short. Callers.
I mean, look at the figures about the partition of Palestine at the foundation of Israel. One quarter of the population that at the time was living there, they got 54% of the whole territory. And three-quarters of the population, they ended up with 46%. And from those 46%, the Palestinian people have now left between 8 and 9% of the territory.
Right, and that part is just broken up little parcels. It's not even contiguous. It's not even a chunk. And it's broken up by the wall and the arbitrary cutting up of the land of the West Bank.
And then, then they talk about Ahmadinejad, you know, when someone translated it wrong and talk about that driving Israel into the sea, who is driving whom out there?
Exactly.
What are the facts?
Okay, thanks for calling, Werner. We've got some other guests. I'll bring them on after the break. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Hailing America, where today my guest is Jennifer Dixon, and we're discussing how our support of Israel and what they're doing to the Palestinians is really pure evil. And people have to start making themselves aware of what's being done in, quote-unquote, our name, because, as I said, I've experienced myself people from other countries asking me, like, what's going on? Why aren't people, you know, standing up? And we have some other callers on the line, but I just didn't want to forget to ask you the question, how did the Palestinians react to you? I'm sure they appreciated that you were there trying to bring a face to what's going on, but they must be pretty pissed off.
To answer your question, yes, they know you're not there on a vacation. So they deeply appreciate what you do for them, and they go out of their way to show you hospitality as little as they, you know, can. I mean, there's so little there. But one place I stayed in a hotel at one point, and I used to go out and come home very late because it's very hard to get around and, you know, just spend the day taking notes, getting out and about. And they would always open up the kitchen for me, all by my little lonesome self, every night when I came in and made sure they brought me a meal, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, no questions, just offered it.
Wow.
Just did it. You know, it's a very different attitude because our culture has been so taken over by this corporate thing where people, you know, we had that here once, but we're not personable like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being kind, just being connected to other people in that way has disappeared because it's all about money.
Well, and that's been pushed by government entities as well. I'll never forget when I was in Long Island, there was actually a news break. They wanted people to start turning in their neighbors for watering their lawn on the wrong day. Because if you were an even number, you're supposed to, you know, water on a particular day of the month, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Somebody's actually going to call up and turn in their neighbor for watering on the wrong day. You know, it's just mind-boggling. But all these different things, InfraGuard, I don't know if you're aware of InfraGuard. People can actually be paid. I forget, I think it's Homeland Security they're hooked up with, and you can be paid to monitor your neighbor. You know.
No, I know. We live in a police state. It's not as advanced as the one over there, and there's, of course, the other part of that question is how mad are the Palestinians? Well, of course they're angry. They're also very depressed.
Yeah.
I mean, try to imagine living like that. This thing is so widespread. It's such a concerted effort. It's not occasional. For instance, 150,000 Palestinians' homes have been blown up since 1948. Destroyed, totaled, gone, over. 1 million trees are being taken. Olive trees, the very symbol of Palestine, are being ripped up out of the soil to make way for the wall, where there goes their central economic activity. And they always sold olive oil to the world and olives. You know, this is crazy. It's every day in every way. So
have you ever met any mainstream media, you know, a Stepford person, as you're out and about, and ask them a hard question or two as to, did you notice what I've noticed type thing?
You mean when I was there?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all.
Or anytime. Did you ever ask anybody else why they're not mentioning these things?
Yeah, and I've just been blown off or just not answered. Basically, the phone calls are never returned.
Right.
I mean, they cut it off right at the beginning. I tried to get on Amy Goodman. She's the one who speaks truth to power. She wouldn't have anything to do with me. It's a big joke.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
But anyway,
I remember when I lived in New York and she demanded $1 million to do her little show. Of course, she doesn't speak about anything big happening in this country, especially the child trafficking and other things of that nature. Yeah, it's a big joke, all right. What's the name of that torture group? Amnesty International. Hmm. Where's Amnesty International in this?
I think they have
a major headquarter over there.
Yeah, you'd think so, but there isn't anybody except a couple of, you know, intrepid souls who go over there and try to see what's going on. And, I mean, about press control, here, of course, it's just everybody's in this group mind. Over there, they blow up the Palestinians' broadcasting and press on a regular basis.
Mm.
And the last time, one time alone, they blew up. Well, this was November of 2012. It has happened a lot. But they gunned down 9 cameramen.
Wow.
Who were obviously filming the bombing.
Well, I would call that a deterrent. And, of course, a video of journalists being gunned down was one of the things that Bradley Manning leaked to WikiLeaks. Mm-hmm. You know, our government is involved in assassination of people that are trying to, you know, share the truth. That's kind of un-American as far as the bill of goods we were sold, you know, all these years. Time for us to do something about it. Okay, there's the music. I promise, let's see, William from Boston, you'll be next after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. With Failing America, my guest today is Jennifer Dixon, author of the book The Holy Land Unveiled. And William from Boston has been very patient. Are you there, William?
I'm here. I just want to make a few quick comments and then ask a question. I think I call it Israel. It's Israel because that's what it is. It's hell on earth, even more than this country. But it's the actualization of Jewish values and Jewish behavior. This is what they have planned for the rest of the world if the American people and other countries don't wake up. These are evil Jewish psychopaths. The rest of the world, we're all becoming Palestinians, as we are all the German people. What they did to the German people, the Russian people, now the Palestinians, they plan to do to America. They're notorious liars. We have been lied to about everything. Money, media, education, medicine, politics, hydrocarbon energy, science, particularly the Hala hoax. But there's one person, if you want to see what they have planned for you, there's one person. We're coming up on the 10th anniversary of the murder of Rachel Corrie. That's Corrie, Rachel Corrie. She was killed on March 16, 2003, by an evil Jewish psychopath who ran over her with a bulldozer.
And back again.
What's that?
They ran over her and back again.
Exactly. That's what they have planned for you, Americans, if you don't wake up. But again, we've been lied to about everything. But I have a question about Israel. What is the purpose of that sick, evil, disgusting little state called Israel? State, country, I don't know. What do you call it? I know it's heavily financed by Jewish bankers and the Rothschilds. Mm-hmm. What is the reason for it to exist at all? The only reason I can see is it's going to be used to start World War III, because you can't justify anything they do. So they're going to start a war over there and just exterminate hundreds of millions of people. But other than that, is there any purpose for this sick, evil, disgusting, vile state?
Well, I'll give you my take. Israel is just the beginning. When I was in that school, that same school that I brought up earlier, Dr. Carley, I saw a map, and this map was a kid's pull-down map, you know, but it was of the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Palestine, Israel. Anyway, but on the countries of Egypt and Saudi Arabia were the words scribbled, oddly enough, in English, but they do study English, and also in Arabic script, the words Israel on both countries. So, yes, Eretz Israel is much bigger than just that little country of Israel. And again, it extends, what I'm finding out in my latest research is this extends way up into the north and east. They're going to control the oil and the gas of Central Asia, Caucasus, Central Asia, Israel, Palestine, the Middle East. They've already destroyed all the countries out there. And we've seen the destruction of Libya, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq. Iran's next in the gun sights. And they control the Suez, of course. Egypt is prostrate, is nothing. It's completely under the control. And through that, of course, that is one of the most important waterways in the world. The other one is Panama Canal, under control of the Chinese. There's a world empire being formed. The manufacturing center is being placed in China. Things are happening. America will never be rebuilt. They're not going to rebuild infrastructure, bring back manufacture, nothing like that.
Well,
it's an ongoing.
Let me just chime in to say, and let's not forget that it extends into Washington, D.C.
Oh,
the tentacles are a stranglehold, and that's very important.
It's absolute control.
That's why our government is intentionally being brought to its knees. I realized when they started this whole sequestration thing, that's basically just another word for austerity. So mm-hmm. they're starting the same crap here that they're doing, you know, in Greece and Spain, etc.
Exactly.
As the riots continue. And they're starting it out with another word here to make it less obvious that this is all being done on purpose.
Oh, yeah. I know. I mean, the American government is completely supine. But they, and you know, yeah, you asked about the war and starting World War III, IV, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that's part of it. But watch how, I mean, the way, here's an interesting detail, a little insight about media. Now, everybody's heard of Al Jazeera, I guess. It's the Arabic station out there. Well, who's half owner? Haim Saban, a Jewish businessman from Israel. I think he's Egyptian, actually. So he's got his roots, as Jews do in various cultures, but in the Arab Middle Eastern culture. He is also a fellow at the Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C., a quote-unquote liberal think tank that, is, of course, promotes Israel, this, Israel. Well, of course, now the Arabs get a very clear depiction of what goes on, but it's all blamed on Americans. So, to the fellow Arabs of the Middle East, Americans don't see anything. And what Americans get is a sad sack story of Daniel Pearl. Remember him? They went on and on about the American Jewish journalist who was killed. I think it was in Afghanistan. Anyway, at that same time, 9 Palestinian journalists were killed on the West Bank. Not a word was mentioned, of course. But, see, here you get this playing the two sides against each other thing. And at the same time that they're enraging, and the people in the Middle East are justifiably enraged at what's going on, they're opening the door in Europe to uncontrolled Arab, Middle Eastern, Muslim immigration. So they're destroying Europe, too.
Right.
It's a game.
Yeah.
It's an orchestrated game.
And actually, that's why I like to use the word overstand. When you overstand the puppet masters and see who's pulling the strings, because their master template never changes. When this whole Arab Spring thing started, I said to myself, okay, the CIA and the Mossad are now working to take down one Muslim country after another so that the IMF can come in and bring about usury, which is one of the main things the Arabs are against. And that's why they're being targeted, because they're not going along with, you know, selling out their countries. So they're bringing in their puppets that will agree to do that. And that's what that whole Arab Spring thing was about. I realized that as soon as it started.
And to get almost,
go ahead.
To get more compliant rulers. But, yeah, Libya did not. I mean, he objected to the bank. And he had his own independent water source, which is an interesting aspect of that. And, of course, Iran is the last holdout. And
right.
North Korea, I think. It's the only countries in the world that don't have the bank.
Right. Okay,
so
we got lots of callers waiting. Did you have anything else, William, from Boston?
Yeah, two quick comments. I think the root of the problem is the Jewish control of the money and the media.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we attack that problem and seize back control of that from these criminal psychopaths, there is no hope for us. Second thing is Dianne Feinstein did state that she feels all veterans are mentally ill and they should be disarmed. Well, I think we should establish a district 100 miles around Washington, D.C., and declare everyone within that district mentally ill and disarm them and
there you go.
Power back from them.
There you go.
Sign me up. Okay, thank you very much, William.
Thank you.
All right, Stephanie from New York. Are you there, Stephanie?
Hello.
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 Hey, Dr. Carly.
Hey, Stephanie, what's up?
What's up? First of all, I want to say thank you. And thank you to your guest, Jennifer.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you. I have, a lot of things to talk about, but my main concern is that your guest, Jennifer, is bringing up great points that most people don't get radio time for. And Dr. Carly always brings great points up. And I just, my first aspirations are to thank you legitimately on air.
Well, thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, but let me just say, we need people to help us spread the word. You see, that's why I do these shows, and that's why I know Jennifer does her work. We all have our area of
interest. Absolutely.
I talk about all these things, but, we're reaching a tipping point now. Anybody with two working brain cells should be able to say, okay, let me get this straight. Vaccines have this, and look what they're doing to the Palestinians, and, oh, by the way, what's up with those chemtrails? I mean, the list is endless.
Mm-hmm.
People have to wake up because it's getting very late.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and one other point I want to make a few points, but I'm getting a little hesitated because I'm getting a little nervous. I thought, I coached myself before I even got on the air. I've been waiting a long time, but I guess it shall do respect, and I'll probably call back some other time, Dr. Carly. I apologize with
okay,
my...
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, so one point I want to make before the conclusion is the Federal Reserve Bank is going to, their charter is going to get concluded in this year. I have not heard that in any other alternative media. I don't care to listen to that vast things of the media of alternative or mainstream. I like you. I like one other person, and I just felt like, I wanted to state that the Federal Reserve System, their charter goes up in 2013.
Well, let me just say, I haven't heard of that, but there is a video on YouTube where you can watch the Inspector General for the Federal Reserve testify in front of Congress that the Federal Reserve has lost $9.1 trillion. They lost $9.1 trillion. So maybe they lost it when they lost it because of what you're saying. I don't know.
It's not gonna. So their charter is not gonna end this year.
I
correct me on that statement then.
Yeah, I don't know.
They lost 9.1 trillion.
Wow.
So apparently they stuck a bunch of money in their back pockets. Whether the charter's up, I do not know. I haven't heard that.
The system runs completely on the Federal Reserve. I can't imagine the charter would be up. They did start in 1913, I think, right? Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
And they might, but they'll sign up again. They're not going to close down the bank.
Right. I can't imagine.
They can always renew.
Well, yeah. Well, they'll renew it.
Okay,
sure.
So
Well, we should be doing what Iceland did. We should be firing the banksters, putting them in jail, and telling the government, we're not going to pay this debt. It's fake. It doesn't exist. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. That's what Iceland did. That's what we should be doing.
So what's your advice to what was my statement then, Dr. Carly? So that you say it's not true?
No, I don't know if it's true. I'm saying I agree with Jennifer that I can't imagine that they would allow this to expire.
Of course it's not
going to
end. I'm not a Ron Paulist. I'm not that, you know, I know that it's just going to continue the corruption. I was just stating there's a window of opportunity to people to acknowledge, you know, that this, you know, criminal entity is going to renew their charter this year. We should know. We know when it happened, 1913. We should know when it's happening right now that they're going to renew it again.
Right.
That's all I was stating.
There's lots of things we should know. And we have to investigate all these things. But as I always tell people, you have to get your health back first. Because if your brain doesn't work, you can't even conceive of the kinds of things we're talking about. This is evil at a level that is uncomprehendable to anyone with a conscience. And I'm sure you would agree, Jennifer, that that's one of our major problems.
Is oh, yeah.
People of conscience can't even conceive of the kind of evil we're talking about.
Yeah, because people are in a daze.
Right.
Basically. Yeah, and their health is bad. That's intended. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just look around you and see the condition of people.
Exactly.
So.
Okay, we're almost out of time. E.T. from Wyoming, are you there, E.T.?
Hi. Hi, Dr. Carly. Yeah, great thing. I'm sorry I lost connection before. I actually got stopped by a police officer, so I was parked on the... I had to pull over on the side of the road to park to do my call, and I got stopped by a police officer. Got a parking ticket, so I had to hang up. And but I did have a chance to put
and
in...
What was your crime, calling into What's Ailing America?
I was parked like at an exit ramp, like near an exit ramp.
Just making a joke, trying to make light of it. I know, E.T. is a truck driver and the crap he has to endure, but anyways, go ahead. We're running out of time. What would you like to say to our guest?
Well, two things, I guess, of importance is that Russia has made a treaty with Iran in 1921 that they would protect them, and for all intents and purposes, that treaty is still good. And also, Israel was a project of the Rothschilds. And, and the schools too, you know, you were talking about the schools before. You know, that's, what better way to take over a country to dominate the people and take them over when you can control the minds of the children. And, you know, our history is just a big make-believe, you know, fairy tale that they tell us in school. And
let me mention, because Jennifer talked about the terror of the Palestinian children and all the violence that they have to endure every day in their daily lives. Look what's happening to the children that go to the schools here. Mm-hmm. As they're having more and more false flag school shootings and such, and they're starting to talk about bring armed, you know, cops into schools and such. Just imagine what that's going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, and it's incremental.
I mean,
go ahead.
Exactly. I mean, it just, but you know what? Why don't people ask the obvious question? How much murder is there in this country every year? In the cities? And these gang violent murders? Why don't they use that if they're looking for an excuse? It's the whole way things are presented to people. I mean, I personally think these shootings are all staged. Mm-hmm. But, and they are, if you look into them. They're all drugged. All these shooters are drugged. They're on psychotropic drugs, every single one of them. And the lists are on the Internet.
Right. Or worse, MK Ultra Mind Control, that's being used as well. And, of course, the one thing they don't talk about, the Department of Justice own statistics say that 800,000 children go missing in this country every year. Okay? They're
that's
being
amazing.
Used in child satanic rituals and sacrifices and all kinds of things. Being done by high-level government officials, people like Dick Bryant have written about that, the Franklin scandal, and things of that nature. So the really horrific crimes are not being reported. Those are being covered up. They only tell us about the ones they want to tell us about to make us believe they're on the job. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these messages. And E.T., I'll have you make your closing remarks, and then Jennifer after that. Right back. My guest today is Jennifer Dixon. Definitely check out her book, The Holy Land Unveiled. You can go to holylandunveiled.com. E.T., are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's no wonder that Americans are dumbed down. I mean, we're hobbled right out of the gate with vaccinations and chlorinated and fluoridated and mercury poison with mercury amalgam fillings. And then they send us to these public school systems that are totally controlled by the Zionists and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And the libraries are all censored and the bookstores are all censored. And we're living in a total controlled environment, dominated environment.
Right. And let me just mention more and more so the internet. I've taken my show off three different stations, Orion Talk Radio, These Changing Times Radio, and the microeffect.com because a constraint started being put on me as to what I could do with my information or what information I could give. And I will not be censored. And so this is apparently sneaking in there, you know, the old hate speech mantra.
Right.
It's not working because when you actually quote their own documents, such as the Talmud, I love to quote the Talmud. There's some great stuff in there. But anyways, E.T. is a perfect example of somebody in the know, and he's driving all over and I'm sure meeting people and mentioning whatever he can mention. And that's how, you know, the awakening is happening.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Dr. Carla. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, E.T. Okay, we're almost out of time, Stephanie. Close it up. Go ahead.
Okay. About the subject of censorship, yes. But we self-censor. They're inside our brains to such a degree that exactly what happened to you on those stations is what people do. They can't deal with it. I never talk about Israel, for instance, or Jewish power without going to Jewish sources. I ain't stupid.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's in the book. And so, you know, I'm not making it up. I document what I do. I always have a list of bibliographies. I got another project going because I got so fascinated with this, you know, and I realized that, again, we have never been told the truth about anything. I started another website. My first website is about Palestine. I have a lot of photos, the book. You can get it as an ebook, or you can buy it as a full book with photographs, with all the parts incorporated at AFP, American Free Press. Just go to their website, and you can get it there, or to my website, which is holylandunveiled.com. And then on the strength of that, as I say, I got into the subjects that this led me to, and I started a website called iftruthbeknown.net. And it is a study of history that isn't covered in other places. I tried to find, you know, other subjects. I got a lot of historical documents from people, and it's too big a subject to talk about at this point, but if you want to learn some more, it's all about learning. It really is. Learn, open your eyes, deal with the truth, and be the best person you can. Be strong.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. Okay. Definitely keep in touch and
keep on doing what you're doing. Thank
you're
you very,
very
much for this interview. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.